preached on this before, but I really felt compelled. I just like, gosh, these guys, they need to understand this. I've been writing this in all my emails lately because it's fascinating the responses I get. It says, expect the favor of God today because Jesus qualified you for it. See, most people, they're struggling, wondering if he's going to come through, and they're missing it. No, I can expect the favor of God. I can come out with joy. I can come out with gladness and go, Lord, this is going to be an awesome day today. This is a day you made, and I'm in Jesus, so I expect the very best today. Amen? And even if there's some mistake, even if there's something going on that doesn't look like quite right, even my mistakes will prosper because I'm in you. Amen? So you can expect the favor of God because he's qualified you for it. You're in him. See, this is where people don't understand, is they're still struggling trying to be favorable to God, hoping somehow to jump over the faith favor meter and be pleasing to God, and then he'll bless me. No, we start from the position of we are blessed. We are favored. We're beloved. Amen? So, I'm trying to show you guys, this is one of my favorite subjects ultimately. Is there anyone of the house of Saul that I can favor for his sake and Jonathan's sake? So I want to show you this. As the Old Testament, if we go to Hebrews 10:1, I know I'm sharing this with you a lot, but I want you to get it. The old covenant of the law, I understand there's the covenant of Noah and Abraham, all that in there, but the two main covenants are what? The old one and the new one. Is that hard? Now, how many guys, honestly, you spent your whole life in church and nobody told you what the difference was? That was me. I just knew I had an old one and a new one in this book called the Bible, and somehow I was supposed to figure that thing out. No clue on how it all worked together. Does that make sense? This is a brief overview, but the law, Hebrews 10:1, the law having a shadow of the good things to come. Are there bad things in there? Good things to come. You guys read the Bible and go, man, that's scary. No, he goes, no. No, that's not who I am. That's not who I am. I want to show you me. Amen? Am I a judgmental God? Yes. But all I need is a substitute. All I need is a lamb. Somebody has to be punished, and I love you guys so much that I'm not going to let you be punished. I'm going to punish myself, the lamb. Hallelujah. So the law was a shadow of the good things to come, but not the very image of the things. And can never, with those sacrifices, what he's talking about is the high priest would offer the sacrifices, the Levitical offerings, the grain offering, the blood, the burnt offering, the trespass offering, etc., which they offered year after year, but they can never make the comers thereunto perfect or complete and shalom in him. Right? For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body thou hast prepared for me. Who's talking here? Jesus, right? He's, listen, all those things were types and shadows of the real me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, Lord, you had no pleasure in that. Then I said, lo, I, Jesus is talking, in the volume of the book it's written of me to do your will, O God. All right? Above, when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings for sin thou wouldest not, neither had pleasure in any of that, which are offered by the law, then he said, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first what? Covenant. That one's taken away. Is that what it says? So that I can establish the second, right? The new covenant. Amen? By the which we are all sanctified. You are saints. You are holy. You don't need to wait for the Catholic Church to make you a saint. You are one. Seriously, I'm not criticizing them. I went to catechism when I was 18, but somehow you qualified to be a saint. Jesus is your only qualification. That's it. That's what I'm going to show you in Ephesians 1. That's what Paul says. He goes, hey, to the saints at Ephesus. Hallelujah. Hey, you're saints. We can knight you if we want. Do that fun stuff. So that's what he's done, actually. He's given you a crown and you're positioned in honor. So then he said, lo, I came to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, let me establish the second. By the which, that second one, we are all sanctified and made holy through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Hallelujah. Okay, so the old covenant's a shadow. The new covenant's the real thing. Jesus is the real thing. You guys get it? So what I'm trying to show you, let's go here. Let's go to 2 Samuel 9:1. I don't know why, I just love this one. And I've preached on this before, but honestly, yesterday I'm like, you got to show them the favor. They can expect the favor of God. They're struggling for the favor of God. Show them one more time that Jesus qualified you for everything. Here's Christianity is the only thing that's not a religion, guys. It's not a religion. You know, sometimes people go, you'd run this ministry, you must be religious. I go, far from it. I'm really not very religious. Said, I love Jesus and I love what he's done for us. See, religion is this. Here's what you need to do. Here's the instructions you need to follow, right? Somehow to reach me, to get to this place of perfection, it doesn't really matter whether it's Christianity or Hinduism or Buddhism or Islam. All of these things are rules and requirements. If you do these things well enough, good enough, somehow you'll reach God and he'll be pleased with you. God goes, it's an impossibility. I need to come down to earth myself and do everything for you so you can be back in the family. It's not religion. So let's go to, so here's what I'm trying to show you. I'm going to show you the Old Testament type and shadow and then the reality in the new covenant. That's what I want to show you. Does that make sense? So let's go to 2 Samuel 9:1. I love this. This is good. Some of you guys know the whole the story here. There it is. Why can't I find 2 Samuel? Did you guys have to learn those in Sunday school? The song? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, then 1 and 2 Samuel. Did you guys have to learn that? It's actually valuable today. I remember singing all that. Don't you guys do that in Sunday school? I had to do that. 1 and 2 Chronicles. Am I the only one that did? So how, you guys had to do that in Sunday school. Yeah, Doug did. Okay, must be a Midwest thing. It is a Midwest thing? How did Moses cross the Red Sea? Did you guys sing that one? That must be an Iowa thing, not even Midwest. He blew with his wind, puff, 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 puff. You guys didn't do that? See what you missed out? I learned some good songs in Sunday school, man. He blew just enough, nuff, 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 nuff. And through the sea he made a way. That's how he got across. You guys are... You guys missed out on a lot. I can't believe nobody else learned that song. You did? Oh, you guys did do that. Where were you from again? Where were you from? That song. That song, right? Yeah. How did Moses cross? Yeah, so, yeah, okay. So I sang it too. We were all fired up singing it. Had no idea what any of it meant, but we sang it. So my idea is to show you what it means today. Does that make sense? So 2 Samuel 9:1, David. And David said, is there anybody left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? Why is he going to show the house of Saul kindness? Because he covenant with Jonathan. Jonathan was Jesus, the heir to the throne. Amen? The heir to the throne died so that he can show us kindness. Now, literally, that word kindness is the Hebrew word chesed. It means grace. It means favor. And I had it on my slide. If you go to Helps Warp Studies and look up chesed, the Greek word or the Hebrew word kindness, chesed, it literally says supernatural favor and blessing of God for somebody else's sake. Hallelujah. Now, for his sake literally means this. Because of something, that's why you have this. Sake is like because. Because of this, this is why you can be shown favor. So here's what David's saying. Is there anybody left that's of the house of Saul that I may show him my grace, my favor for Jonathan's sake? So because of Jonathan. Now, I really wish I had this today, but Jonathan is from two Hebrew words. I mean, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, Yahweh, and Nathan, which means Yahweh was given. That's what Jonathan literally means in Hebrew. So we have the favor of God because Yahweh was given. Has nothing to do with you. Now, religion's taught it has everything to do with you. And if you're obedient and if you wouldn't struggle with this, if you wouldn't struggle with that, no, that'll just keep you in this depression and nonsense and spiral deeper and deeper. That thought, that thing that you believe, that wrong idea, that wrong doctrine will get rooted in there and that becomes you. That becomes the reality of who you are and what you can experience. You start going, you know what, Lord? I'm going to wake up this morning and I can pray. Anything that his name covers is my reality. Amen? And I can be favored because Yahweh was given. How awesome is that? Amen? So, and there was in the house of Saul a servant who was named Ziba. And when they called unto him David, the king said, thou art Ziba. And he said, thy servant is here. I'm going to drop down to verse 6. Now when Mephibosheth literally means this. It means out of his mouth comes shame. And unfortunately, that's where I see most of the church. I'm just this, and I still struggle with this, and I do all this stuff. And you know, if you were better this, you'd do this better and all this stuff. That's just shame, isn't it? I'm just a sinner saved by grace. How many guys have heard that? A zillion times. No, you are a saint. That's what Paul called you in Ephesians 1. I'm going to show you. Hey, you saints. Amen? And they're messing up nonstop, yet he calls them saints. He didn't call them, all he did was remind them, hey, don't you know? Don't you know this is who you are? So here's Mephibosheth. Out of his mouth comes shame. You're son of Jonathan. You're the son of Yahweh was given, aren't we? We're in Christ, amen? The son of Saul was coming to David. He fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, behold, thy servant. How many of you guys know that in the prodigal son, that's exactly what the servant thought? The son who went away and thought he had spoiled all of his waste, all of his inheritance, all of his living, he goes, you know what? Even the servants live better in my father's house. So I'm just going to come back and do pig slop. That's basically what he was going to tell the father, right? And Jesus goes, let me show you what the father's really like. This is an old covenant example of it right here. So here's what he's saying. Hey, I'm just this shameful guy. I'm afraid that you're going to kill me because that's what the kings did at that time. If you were in the lineage of Saul and you wanted to establish another kingship, you got rid of all the other lineage of that other king. So Mephibosheth thinks, you know what? God's angry and mad at me because that's what Saul has told me. Everybody said, God's mad at me. Amen? But what does David say? He fell on his face in reverence, behold, thy servant. I'm just a slave. I'll serve you anyway. You guys understand this? Verse 7, David said unto him, fear not. I will surely show you kindness because Yahweh was given. That's really what Jonathan means. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen? You guys see that? I will show you kindness or favor for Jonathan's sake, and I will restore to you all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. Hallelujah. See, here's what you got to understand. The servants did eat at the king's table. They ate in the servants' quarters. Right? But what is the Old Testament picture, the type and shadow? He's saying, that's not the real thing, but this is the good thing to come. Here's what he said is, you know what? I'm going to show you favor because Yahweh was given, and forever you'll sit at the king's table as a full-blown son, as an heir, not as a servant in the servants' quarters. Guys, you're not here to serve God. Jesus goes, you know what? Let me tell you who I am. I'm going to put my robe down. I'm going to wash your feet. Amen? That's real. Now, when we understand how much he loves us, do we desire to serve him and worship him? Yes, but it's a response of what he's already done for us. We didn't have our kids to go, you know what, Solomon, Angelique, Samuel, let's pump out some more kids, honey. Let's have some more servants in our house. Yet that's how we treat Christianity, isn't it? The number one thing you can do is serve the Lord. In the prodigal son, he goes, you can't get anything that way. I've served in my father's house all these different things. I've done everything you told me to do, yet you've never done anything for me. See where we miss it? No, you're not a servant, you're a son. I sent my son to serve you. So now everything's yours. Now you can sit at my king's table because of my son. Now our desire from that is, God, Lord, I just want to worship you. Amen? You guys get it? You're not born again to serve him. I know that sounds like heresy, but you're born again. He goes, I want to show you favor because of Jesus, not because of your service. You guys get it? Now I get it. I actually enjoy serving in the church and different things because I know how much he loves me. I go, Lord, you're so awesome. People say it like this. We're blessed to be a blessing. I just want to give back to you, Lord. That's new covenant worship. That's new covenant giving. Like, man, I realize how blessed I am. I just want to give back to you. It's not out of an obligation. Does that make sense? And so, anyway, so that, you guys see that? You are going to be favored for Jonathan's sake, and you'll always sit at the king's table forever. Amen? You guys get it? So where's your favor come from? Jesus. Because Yahweh was given Jonathan for Jonathan's sake. Amen? You can expect the favor of God and always be a son, always be an heir, sitting at the king's table, eating from his feast. Hallelujah. Now that's only a shadow, so let's go to the new covenant, the real thing. That's what I'm trying to show you. The cross changed everything. The old covenant was just a shadow. Now faith is the reality that all those things are real. You guys get it? So let's go to Ephesians 1. I hope this is making sense to you. Ephesians 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the servants to the saints. Hallelujah. Aren't you excited you're a saint? You're already a saint, amen? Isn't that awesome? You're a saint. That means set apart, holy, sanctified, well-pleasing unto the Lord. You saints, you, amen? Apostle Paul of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Grace to you. Peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, listen, grace in Irene or shalom is yours through Jesus Christ. Amen? See how he's addressing them? Hey, you guys are saints. You're set apart. You're holy. Now, were they perfect? No, all kinds of nonsense going on. But he still called them saints. Amen? Because he knew who they were in Christ. He goes, hey, you saints, grace is yours, peace is yours, from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. What that means is that doesn't mean there's spiritual blessings where you're not going to enjoy them on earth until you get to heaven. Not even close. He's saying, listen, all the blessings now are yes and amen through spiritual means because of your belief in me, because of your belief in Jesus. They're not coming through the law of your flesh and self-effort. That's the spiritual blessing. But everything, you've got it all. Amen? You guys get it? Okay. According, he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy without blame before him in love. Yeah, but I just struggled with this thing this morning. You know how he sees you? Holy and without blame in love. Hallelujah. Amen? How many guys, see, it's supposed to give you a rest for your soul, a rest for your conscience. Ha. Huh. Thank you, Father. Even though I still struggle with this, this is how you see me. Amen? See, and that's where I think people miss it. They're waiting for something to happen, and they don't realize that it already happened. So they're waiting for God to... That's why I like how we change the words today and break every chain, because they're still waiting for God to do something. They're going to wait a long time. It comes from the reality that he already broke it. In those days when I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh, did he do that? Yes, he's already done it. Amen? So they just don't know. Even they're thinking, my reality is because I'm struggling with this sin, because I looked at this girl and I thought she was good looking, I must be a pervert. You guys deal with, they come to me all the time and talk about that kind of stuff. I go, relax, relax. That's not you. That part of you is dead. Amen? You guys know what I'm talking about? And when they realize that God's not judging them for that, guess what? It won't be a struggle anymore. But when they still like, I should be better. I should be better about this. Amen? Guess what? You're going to get deeper and deeper in it. That's the unfortunate part. But if you go, you know what? Thank you, Lord. According, he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world that we are holy and without blame before him because he loves us. Hallelujah. You guys get it? So when your heart's persuaded that you're perfectly righteous, you're perfectly complete, you are the set-apart ones that he's talking about. You have the set-apart spirit, the Holy Spirit. That I'm going to judge you based on Jesus. I'm going to protect you based on Jesus. The favor of God tomorrow in your workplace is based on Jesus. Amen? You guys get it? That's who you are. You're set apart and sanctified. The world, you're not going to look like the rest of the world. Amen? You guys get it? That's the Holy Spirit. Hey, you're the set-apart ones. But the church has still been trying to follow the law to get there, which is why they struggle. So I'm going, no, you are that. That's what Paul's saying. You saints, you holy ones, you set apart ones. So he predestined us into the adoption as children by Jesus Christ to himself. So here's what that literally means. I've placed you as sons through Jesus Christ into my family again. Didn't we just read that in 2 Samuel? Hey, you're going to sit at the king's table because of Jonathan's sake. But that was a shadow. Jesus is the reality. So just listen, in Christ now, he's made you sons and you're full heirs sitting at the king's table. You can expect the favor of God because of Jesus. You guys get it? This is the part I wanted to get to. Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Here's what I want to really get to you. That hath made us. It would have been easier with the slides, but I'll explain to you what this means. He made us accepted in the beloved. Now, literally what that means, he made us accepted, literally means, this is only used twice in the whole New Testament. One, when he came to the Virgin Mary and said, listen, you highly accepted one in the beloved. Favored among women. That's that same words that are used right here. So he goes, just like Mary, you're favored above every other person in the world. He made you this. There's only two places in the Bible that they use this thing. He has made you accepted, highly favored amongst people. Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? And now I know that here's where the dilemma comes. Yeah, but I know me. And I'm not that good. Right? What do you mean I'm highly favored amongst men and women? Didn't you see what I just did yesterday? Isn't that where we struggle? No, he made you. He's going to favor you based on Jesus because you're in him. Amen? So literally, here's what it says. He has made you. And the tenses are pretty important here. It's aorist, active tense. Aorist means he did it. He favored you. He's made you favored. And it's active. But you're still trying to struggle for it and trying to be worthy of it. And you know what it really is? It's your conscience that's killing you. Because I shouldn't ask for this stuff, Lord, because I'm just humble old me. Amen? And he goes, no. You're supposed to, that's Mephibosheth. There's shame coming out of your mouth. Amen? That's not who you are. You guys get it? So Mephibosheth's going, I've got shame and nonsense coming out of my mouth. I'm just a lowly little servant, Lord. And David goes, hey, listen, because of Jonathan's sake, I'm going to favor you. I'm going to give back everything you've lost in your inheritance. Everything that Saul used to own, your father, everything that you used to own in Adam, the first Adam, now is back to you. Everything. Your divine health, your divine protection, your supernatural favor in your businesses, your prosperity, everything, I've brought it back to you because Yahweh was given for Jonathan's sake. Amen? You guys get this? So that's why we can be fired up in the morning, even though everything looks bad, because I can expect the favor of God on Jonathan's sake. Hallelujah. So he has, to the praise of the glory of his unmerited favor, his grace, he hath made us, that literally means you're highly favored among men and women, just like he told Mary. Hallelujah. You know, the different churches have been teaching Mary's the special person. He goes, no, you're all that in him. Hallelujah. You guys get it? He has made you that. You've been accepted. And that beloved, I thought it was like a group of people. I look in that beloved's actually a verb. Isn't that weird? In the beloved, it means in my loving of you, I've made you totally favored amongst men and women. Hallelujah. So, and I'm gonna stop at verse 7. In whom? In who? Jesus. Amen. In whom? In him. Right? For Jonathan's sake. Because Yahweh was given. That's what Jonathan means. Yahweh was given in him, not in you. Right? We have redemption through his blood. What's redemption? Purchased back. Isn't that what he said? Here's what David said. He goes, hey, Ziva, tell Mephibosheth that anything that Saul lost, it's back. It's yours. Hallelujah. In him we have redemption through his blood. It's yours. You have it. It's yours. It's yours. Amen? It's not based on you. That's really good news. Some of you guys should say amen right there, but that's all right. Wherein he hath made us... I'm going back to that. Sorry. We have redemption through his blood. We have it. We have the forgiveness of sins. We have it. Amen? Even the sins you're going to commit 30 years from now, you have forgiveness for it. As if it never happened. Amen? Doesn't that just make you rest? I know, Stephen, you were asking that. It's like, how did the name change? You know, we used to be Dominion. Take dominion. Take authority. I just think it makes people angry. Because they don't realize I'm already okay. Hallelujah. Now, do we have authority? We have all of it. Every one of those promises is yes and amen. So the Holy Spirit told me, he was asking how the name came about. I go, well, I really wish it was some miraculous thing. Like I was praying and fasting for 30 days and seeking the Lord with all my heart. But I was in the shower. And he goes, your name's wrong. So some of you guys remember I came in Sunday, I go, guys, our name's wrong. Well, what's the name? He didn't tell me that yet. I just know our name's wrong. We're no longer Dominion Christian Center. And then some of you guys were at our house. Ronnie, were you at the house that night? So I was just going to different people. And I said, hey, you know what? I just watched Joseph Prince, The Blessing of Abraham Are Yours. And he just distinguished between the old and new covenant. I go, that's the truth that I've been looking for my whole life. I can teach that. It was real to me. I go, wow. And then the Bible starts to explode, does it not? Yeah. Old covenants, laws, type shadows of the reality that Jesus is the fulfillment. Amen? He fulfilled the law so that you're set free from the law of sin and death, and now you have righteousness in him. Hallelujah, amen? All those promises are yes. You can actually get excited. It's actually good news. Barb was sharing, you know what? I remember when we didn't want to share the gospel because it wasn't that good news to us. And you were supposed to be in it. They seem to be having a lot of fun. God, if I share the gospel, I got to tell them they got to stop doing all that. And they got to go to this Bible. They got to go through some cleansing stuff and jump in some streams. And weird people will prophesy over them and all this weird stuff's going to happen. Nah, I'm not going to share the good news to them. Honestly, that's where I was. I go, secretly I'm going, I wish I could still be over there. I just don't want an asbestos suit. Amen? I like how free they are, yet I know their end's not going to be real good. So I don't like how bondage I am over here, but supposedly it's such great news. How come this sucks? Because I didn't know the truth. I'm telling you, being a believer is the most cool thing in the world. It really is. It's so free. So we were at our house, and I just watched that service, and I just started asking people. I go, hey, Rhonda, what if I told you you'd never be judged ever again for anything you've ever done, and you can expect that all God's going to do is bless you? What would that be to you? Freedom. Nobody else heard my, I was asking different people. I think I remember Joe Ramirez was there. I remember asking different people in our house, and every one of them said, man, that would be free. Some variation of freedom. I go, that's who we are. If the Son has set you free, you are free indeed. There's nothing that can make your bondage again. So don't fall into some doctrine that can tell you you've got to go back to this and be a good person. When you know you're free, you will become a good person. Amen? You just will. It's just how it works. It comes from a heart, not from external. You can't go through a 12-step program and be set free because there's always the remembrance of sin. Does that make sense? But you can go, you know what? He sees you as perfect even though you're struggling with this right now. That will set you free. You guys get it? That's what he's trying to say. Listen, there was always a remembrance. Hey, you got to be a better husband. You got to be a better wife. No. Hey, I see you as my spotless bride. When you accept how much I love you, even though you have flaws, I know that marriage course told you how bad you are and what type you were, and you went through all these things, and I'm this and that, and we should have been divorced a long time ago based on those personality things. So you know what? No, we know how much he loves us, so then we can love. Hallelujah. You mean you keep no record of wrong in me? Now I can give my life as Christ to the church. Does that make sense? That's how it works. So you have, verse 7, when we have redemption, you've been bought back through the blood. Amen? Nothing can ever change that, guys. You've been redeemed. Hallelujah. You've been redeemed. Everything has been bought back, and you have the forgiveness of sins as if it never happened. Amen? According to the power of your confession and your humbleness and willing to beg God for forgiveness. What does it say? You have it according to the riches of his grace, and that will know no end. According to the riches of his grace. Hallelujah. And what did he say? Hey, no matter where sin is, my grace is way more than that. So it's an impossibility to ever be displeasing to God. It's an impossibility to ever fall out of favor with God when you're in him because you have it. You guys get it? So here's what I want you to understand about all this is the Old Testament. We are favored. We can expect the favor. So I just want you to do this all week. Go, you know what? I can expect the favor of God because Yahweh was given. Now we're hidden in him. Amen? And he's made us highly favored, meaning that, hey, guys, if you ask for things, if you expect things of these old covenant problems, guess what? People of the world are going to see that you're set apart. I've made you the set apart ones. Highly favored among men. That's what that literally means. I've made you that. Amen? You guys get it? Well, how come we're not seeing it? I'm telling you, it's a condemnation in your heart. You still think you're not worthy. And you're still thinking that old man, you don't realize that old man's dead. That's not who he sees you anymore. You're dead, but now alive in Christ, in his name, in salvation, in righteousness. That's who you are. So don't you think you could ask him, Father, thank you for supernaturally favoring my business today. Thank you for putting the right people in the right place today. Amen? Because he's made you set apart. He wants the world to see the display of his splendor, not you. He wants the world to go, that Christianity is so cool. That's what I was looking for. I go, I want to find some butt kickers in Christ that are just winning. They're winning in their marriage. They're winning in their business. Their life looks awesome. Amen? No, Brother Mike. We're just humble little sinners. I don't want any piece of that. Jesus was that so that we can be more than a conqueror. Amen? Don't get confused. He did all of that so we don't have to. You guys get it? And what he's saying is, listen, if here's where believers get mixed up. Well, he suffered, so that means we have to suffer. No, he was our substitute. There's no reason for us to suffer too. Amen? He already did. What he's trying to show you, what Paul's arguing there, he goes, listen, don't you understand that his suffering was your suffering so that you don't have to go through it? And his death was your death so you don't have to go through it? Because he was your substitute, now I see you in Christ, alive and highly favored in the Beloved, forgiven and redeemed. Amen? You guys get it? So that's who you are, you saints in Colorado Springs, not Ephesus. You're the holy set apart ones made so because Yahweh was given. You guys get it? So you can pray for supernatural favor, and he goes, yes, I want you to just take what I've got. I want to do that for you. I want to make you highly favored and set apart in the world. Amen? And I know, Joe and Jill, you're just telling me that Joseph Prince did a thing on Psalm 91 today. Is it on his site, or where is it? I probably have the email then. If you can go watch it. It's probably on his site is where. And we were talking about this in the newcomers. I got so fired about Psalm 91 when I first was a believer. That's what he's talking about, right? Hey, listen, I know there's stuff, financial markets, and it seems like the world's going crazy, because it is. You guys get it? But you're not an Egyptian, you're an Israelite. Amen. Did the world go crazy on Egypt? What happened to the Israelites? They were brought out with silver and gold, and not one was afflicted. Amen. Why? Because the blood and the body of the Lamb was shed. Guys, I know there's going to be turmoil and all kinds of stuff, but what do I want you to know? As you're in the shadow of the Most High, you're protected. You're the set apart ones. Amen. I know some of you guys, the first time you've ever heard this, and it was such good news to me when I first heard it. Wow, really? Oh, I want to share the gospel again. This is good news, amen? You guys get it? Hey, and that's what he's telling in Romans. He's listening. He's not telling you he goes, the world sees you as sheep for the slaughter. You go, Lord, I know that's not me, so I know I have the divine protection. And guess what? You'll be more than a conqueror. Let him do it for you. Let him take you out of that difficult situation. Let him heal your mind. Let him heal your body. You call out to him and he will do it. Why? Because of Jonathan's sake, amen? You can always be that because of him. Isn't that beautiful? That's it. Oh, so we can get excited again. Amen? Hey, the world's going to be messy, but guess what? We're going to shine more and more under the perfect day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen? So, hey, it might look bad every now and then, but you know what? Nay, you're more than a conqueror in that. Relax. I've got this thing. That's what Paul's saying in Romans 8. Amen? Hey, what shall separate us from the love of God? Nothing is what he says. And here's what he says. I will make you highly accepted in my love, in my loving you. It's actually a verb. My loving you, I'm going to show you how set apart you are to the world. Ooh, that's literally what that verse means. Amen? You guys get it? All right, you can stand to your feet. Hopefully that made sense. Now, your brain needs to be renewed to that once a month?
Every day.
Because you wake up and your hair's all over and your breath stinks and you go, man, it's still me. We're Mephibosheth when we wake up in the morning, aren't we? Oh, Lord, the nonsense that, right? Isn't that who we are? Am I the only one that wavers every now and then?
Yes.
No, nonsense comes out of my mouth. And, yeah, breathe. Isn't that true? And Jesus goes, listen, I'm not a high priest that doesn't understand that. I know your feelings. I know your insecurities. I know all of that. Relax. I'm going to favor you and show you how set apart you are because my love for you. You can go to him. Amen? And that's what he really wants. Lord, I know this situation is going on in my life, but I know because of your love for me, you're going to make me more than a conqueror in this situation. You guys get it? That's how restful, that's how at peace we can be. Grace and peace unto you through our Lord and Jesus Christ. It's yours. It's to you. Amen? Now, becoming a Christian is just accepting that. That he's done everything. The worst thing you could ever do is keep judging yourself, condemning yourself, going, Lord, this is who I am. You don't have to be scared. Because I share this a lot because it was me. I'm like, gosh, you know, this Christian thing, I don't know. Because I know I'm not that good. Some of you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. And he goes, I know. But my love far exceeds that. And you're beautiful, perfect, complete, whole. I don't care if you've made a million mistakes and you make a million more. I see you holy, set apart, sanctified in me. Amen? And that's all that is. You know what? I'm not asking you to come here. I'm not asking you to come up here and publicly confess. I'm not asking for any of that. It's a heart deal. It says if you believe in your heart and you confess it with your mouth, you shall be saved. Amen? You'll be made whole. Hallelujah? This is a personal deal between you and the Father and the Son. He goes, you know what? I just want to show you my love for you. You could be a closet Christian. Honestly. Isn't that awesome? So I'm not asking you to come here. We're not going to expose you, do anything like that. I'm not asking you to come to a church. I'm certainly not asking you to join a religion. I'm asking you to be in Him. Stop being out there with all the promises, all the condemnation, all the guilt, all the shame, all the mistakes. He goes, you know what? I've washed you perfectly clean. Just accept me that I've done it all for you. That I died for you, that was your death. I went to hell for 3 days. That was your hell where you're supposed to go. But I didn't leave you there. I rose again. Now you're in me in the position of honor and favor in Christ Jesus, seated at the right hand. Hallelujah. That's how He sees you. He sees you as a saint. Amen? And if you did that, you are a saint. Isn't that amazing? You're set apart now. I'm just telling you, you don't have to fear what the world fears. You don't have to worry if He's ever going to judge you again. He goes, I will favor you for Jonathan's sake, and you'll always sit at my table. The favor of God will always be upon you because of Jesus. Amen? That's becoming a believer. Isn't that awesome? Nothing scary about it. It's awesome. And now here's what's really cool. You carry the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. You want to go share the good news with you, He'll confirm it with signs, wonders, and miracles. To show to the heathen that what you're telling them is true. Isn't that awesome? That's who He is. That's how awesome it is. And don't worry about you performing. I wonder if I have enough faith. No, pray to the faithful one. See, it's not your powerful prayer. It's the powerful one you're praying to. Amen? He goes, I can confirm the truth. You just share it with people. And the Holy Spirit will confirm that truth. Amen? Is the truth that He wants them to be whole? Yes, then He'll confirm it. Amen? In every area, their mind, their will, their emotions, they just need to know here. It sounds so simple, but that's the gospel. It says, the power of God unto salvation. When they know that God's not mad at them, He'll never be ashamed of you. He'll never look at you differently because He sees you in Christ. When they can rest their conscience finally, like, I'm okay finally, yeah, if the Son set you free, you're free. Amen? That's how free you are. Praise God? You guys get it? So what are we ambassadors for? Now we're ambassadors of reconciliation. We got to go tell the world not to stop sinning. The strength of sin is that. Tell them to stop and it'll increase it. Amen? Hey, be a better believer. Stop doing this. Don't do that. Christians struggle with this. Yeah, I get it. I get it. What are you going to do about it? Yell at them more. Right? I was just watching. We had politicians. We don't have a... They drive me. Amen. No, I know. But there's just, see, the stuff coming out is just wrong. He was going, we don't have a race problem, we have a sin problem. No. They don't know their righteous problem. In all of that, amen? When you know how much you've been forgiven, you'll love Him much. And then you'll go and sin no more, amen? And literally what He's saying is, that's what Jesus said, listen, I didn't come to condemn you. I don't judge you. Now go and sin no more. What He's literally telling her, He goes, listen, it's an impossibility for you now that you've accepted me because I see you in me for the rest of your life. It's an impossibility. You're dead to it. Hallelujah. Woo. I know that people don't like that, but that's where the miracles happen in people's lives. Amen? The sinners rejoice. The sinners rejoice. And that stuff they used to struggle with goes away when they know they're completely righteous. Hallelujah. Man, He's so good. That's how good He is. Praise God. So you're struggling with some nonsense. It's just nonsense. Know how righteous you are in God's eyes. That part of me, that flesh, because that's not who you are anymore. Cut that off. The real you is perfect, righteous, holy in Jesus. I'll favor you and bless you based on my Son. Hallelujah. I know I'm going over, but I just feel like you guys need to get this. You can be the set apart ones. You can receive the favor of God because of Him and only Him. There's nothing for you to perform. Rest. Believe in His work. Amen? That's such good news when you share it with people. You may not see an immediate reaction, but I'm telling you, that word of God that gets planted in their heart, all of a sudden is a miracle. people come to us all the time after we just shared something. It was nothing profound to us. We go, hey, Jesus, you're complete in him. He loves you unconditionally. He'll never be mad at you ever again. A week later, they go, I don't know what you did to me. I don't either. Tell me again so I can do it again. You know, I know what happened is they received his love. It means he didn't come to condemn. I came to love you and make you whole. Hallelujah. Amen. So how many of you guys want the supernatural favor of God this week in your jobs, careers, etc.? How did you qualify for it? For Jonathan's sake. Amen. Because Yahweh was given, you're qualified. That was the title. Expect his favor today. Jesus qualified you for it. You, because of Jonathan, you're favored. Amen. So let's just pray. Whatever you need that favor, whatever you need him to be more than a conqueror in that area. He goes, listen, don't look at the physical thing. Any area of lack or need, guess what my name is? Salvation. I came to make you whole in that area. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what praying in his name means. Lord, I know I qualify for that because of you. So Father, we just thank you. We praise you. It's so awesome that you see us as saints. Holy, set apart, you've made us highly favored among men and women because of Jesus, for his sake. Father, so I just thank you. Let that truth be deep into these people's hearts today. What does that mean? We're protected in him. We're whole in him. We're healed in him. We don't need to struggle. We can rest. Father, I thank you for supernatural favor in their business this week. Father, I thank you. If they need a job, it happens this week with divine speed. Father, I thank you for supernatural meetings and different things that need to take place. You've gone before us, Father. We just thank you for that. You know, even when we make a mistake, make that mistake prosper because of that's what Jesus is. That's in his name, Father. We thank you for that. Father, we thank you that any debts that need to be paid, we call them done because of Jubilee. He is our Jubilee. He is our debt payer, and it's called finished in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you that any area in their mind that needs to be healed, we call it whole. They have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Not by quoting some fancy scripture, by receiving what Jesus has already done. We just thank you for that. Father, we thank you that these saints, these supernatural ones, are for your display of splendor. We just thank you for that. Let us look different than the rest of the world. Full of joy, full of peace, full of abundance, full of forgiveness, full of compassion. Let the world see the true you, the body of Christ. In Jesus' magnificent name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.